Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Grow What You Would Like podcast show. When up is down and a down is up, when your half full glass looks like a half empty cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn. Hey, go with the flow, Well, just like always, I'm thinking again. Yeah, Corey is thinking again. I don't know what. Don't ask me what I'm thinking. I'm just thinking. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Football! Some of y'all probably think I'm crazy. I don't know. But I just kind of another different person around this time. You know, seeing my team get ready, get on the field, get pumped up, get everyone pumped up from all teams, from young to old, get everyone pumped up because you got to go with the flow this time of the season. You know, you get your turkey, then you get your football. You get your president, then you get your football. What more can you ask for? Now, Republicans messed that up. We definitely having a civil war. And I hope they hear what I said. They can take that and go with the flow. Now they mess everything else up and they make laws, new laws for everything else. But I'm telling you, Republicans, don't mess with football. Do not mess with football because you're going to have really bad danger on your hand. Not threatening you or nothing like that, but I'm just saying. If you're trying to make America a greater place, just don't mess with football. Okay? Don't mess with the fans. Don't turn fans against fans and stuff like that. I'm just saying. You know, we all go to the game, black, white, color, anybody. I see people at pep rallies and they don't care what color you is. As long as you're a teammate and you're rooting for the right team, it don't matter what color you are. And that's where we need to be all year round and all the time. Don't matter if it's a football game, baseball game, hockey game, whatever game it is, we should be like that all year round. Don't make America great again. Make America more greater. Because we already great, our country. We are always the greatest country on this face of the earth. God blessed this country many times. So we already a great, great, wonderful path, this finance country. We got the demons in the closet. You know? Yeah, we did stuff to other countries that we met, you know, like Russia and all them. We did spy on stuff like that. And we did a lot of things to our American citizens, you know? That the government covered up. So while we got the special black ops in the middle of the desert in the mountains of Virginia, West Virginia and all, while we got black ops in Shadow Mountain in Colorado and How come we can't visit Area 51 like we can visit other bases? I mean, even Edward Air Force Base, we are allowed to go in there some point or another. No White Sand in Mexico. If we allowed to go to that Air Force Base, that's a emergency landing for the, used to be the emergency landing for the space shuttle. A lot. Oh, yeah, they didn't know that, did y'all? Some people. Yeah. White Sand, Mexico. New Mexico. It was an emergency landing spot for the space shuttle program. So it might be other things there too. You know? Suspiracy stories. Boy. If you watch some of the documentaries, like America's Secret Book, and you, if anybody watched that documentary, that what you call them have, the History Channel have, it's called America's Secret Book, and Nicolas Cage, he played in that too. It called Treasure Hunt, something like that. It was a book based on that he played in. And then he said America got a secret book and tell you all the stories and all the secrets of America. Now, suppose America do have this secret book locked away in the Library of Congress and or somewhere in a vault or down the basement of the Pentagon. Or America's secret book might be in a special op place like Shaolin Mountain or Area 51 or other secret operation black op, CIA black op operation bases that you see. No. But if they do have this secret book, I don't think they probably will never tell America about it. Who really shot JFK? Who really shot Martin Luther King? What did you do with the parts and all that stuff, Area 51 in 1947? Where are the people who did that? Who was there in 1947? Where they went? Where they been? No? They had to be like in their late 70s and early 80s, because my father was born in 1947. You know? And people have to be in the 80s and 70, late 70s around that time, you know? I believe America got a secret book too. And they are hiding it. And it's a lot of witness. When JFK died, they said that a lot of people saw a lot of stuff when JFK died. Now, what you call him, Porter, shot the man from a moving car, from a book book building, and he supposed to be a ruddy sharp sniper. And every Auburn, he's supposed to be a good sniper shooter, but some people say they saw and heard shots come from all that different directions. You know, but you know, that's what they say. I'm not going to be getting into this yet and all, but I'm going to be talking about it now and then on episodes, trying to get y'all warmed up, making y'all think about this stuff, you know. I mean, what kind of secrets that they got when they took out from Donald Trump house? They had all kinds of secret documents laying on the ground. What did he took out that house? Took from the White House? You know, they said they were just empty files, but they had top secret on them. Why would he take empty fouls? You know? Why would he take empty fouls? There had to be something in them. And when they got there, they was just empty. Some he must have done something with them. One lady said they were already gone. They was on their way to Russia. As you know, some weapons they was America was doing, creating, and he's a traitor. Donald Trump is just a traitor. He just like Edward Snow. He's a traitor. I mean, and we already know America killed their own citizens. We already know that we go in other lands and demand oil and all stuff like that. We already know that stuff. We didn't need Edward Snow to tell us that. You know, that stuff has been going on for 200 years. And we don't need the internet and Edward Snow to tell us that. You know? I sure didn't. But some people just think that, I don't know, they can get away with stuff. And the trade, and with people's life, you know. Some of the document briefs or agents in the field, CIA agents in the field, and those agents can be in big, deep trouble. And those secrets get out. And Donald Trump and somebody like Edward Snow, that's very dangerous to them, those kind of people who trying to protect America, risking their life and never have family and everything, but going into deep danger and killing or destroying the world's evil people who want to take us out. You know? Putin and North Korea and China, they just the big people that we know who want to destroy us. That's a lot of people underground in other countries. Underground that you don't know about. Who will make any deal to try to get any kind of biological weapon and everything just to come over here. You know? Go watch the movie White House Down. You know, remember they came out the trash trucks to start shooting people at the White House and everything. Just think about it. Don't say it can't happen. I mean, Donald Trump happened, so don't say it can't happen. Cause yeah, it can happen. But These are some of the things we got to think about, people. Because we really living in a dangerous world. And not only for our country, but we are living in a dangerous world in the inner cities and stuff like that. You know? And I'm just saying, you know. And by all means, I just think about some of the secret things that the CIA got and some of the secret operations that we don't know about. I think they secrets for the real, for a reason, you know. Now, don't disclose some of the things America did and all that stuff. And some people just think the government's out to get them, you know. That's some people going to think that, you know. I just hope my audience don't think that, you know. The government don't even have time to come to get you, you know. It's got so much else to deal with. Why would you want them to come knock down your door and everything? You know. Domestic terrorists and all that stuff. I mean, this got so much to deal with, you know? And I don't think they even thinking about you. No. Unless you're a maniac. You're a maniac then. I don't know. Just need to get some maniac help. Okay? So guys, let's get pumped up. And let's do it. Let's get your fantasy football play on the way. Get those fantasy players on your phone and start playing that fantasy football. Making that money, you know. Screening up that TV. Making your wife and her girlfriend mad. Because that's all you're going to do the rest of the season. You ain't going to go fix no car or cut no grass or nothing like that. So don't even tell her that. You might as well just go ahead and tell the truth. You might as well just say, honey, it's football season, and I'm not going to cut no grass. I ain't going to fix that calendar that you asked me to fix for the last 4 months. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. Let's go downstairs in your surround sound theater, or upstairs on your TV, or in the living room, whatever you have your TV at, and just let her fuss at you. You know, just tell the truth. You know, that way it won't be no misunderstanding. You know, some of y'all that can't do that. You know, I don't know what to say to you. But put some effort in it. Maybe you can do it. You know, just maybe you can do it. Just got to put some effort in it. If you really love it, just tell her the truth. Just tell the truth. I'm not going to fix that cabinet that you've been asking me for 4 or 5 months. I'm not going to go cut no grass for the next 3 months. I'm not going to fix the car. And you tell her why. Football. Oh boy. Somebody sleeping on the couch. But yeah, sometimes it's just a family event too. I mean, some family just making a family event. I mean, family event. You know, that means for now until January, none of y'all kids get to go out with your friends. It's family time from that point on. They can come over and visit you. If they watching their family watching football, we can go over there and watch it with them. But this is family event time and making a condition, you know. Starting in September, you must stay home with the family on Sundays and watch football. You know? Just that one day, guys. That one day, girl, you can be away from that man or girl. Put that cell phone down and all that. Put that jersey on with your father and yell just like him or your mama or both of them. This one time you can just jump on the furniture, and you're 17 years old, you can jump on the furniture. You can jump on the furniture. It's okay. They ain't going to even pay attention to you. Watch what I say. You can be jumping real high, hit the ceiling and knock yourself out. They're not going to see you until the game is over. That's how some people was in it real deep. I mean real deep. Okay, we're going to talk about Lord Dax. Now, Lord Dax haven't been get that much beat up by the Star Trek fans. Even some Star Trek fans saying Lord Dax brought back Star Trek. That's not true. Lord Dax did not bring back Star Trek. Discovery brought back Star Trek. Okay? That's why you got Strange New Worlds, because Captain Michael and her crew needed help in doing something. doing so and all. There was just a little dark up, going up the hill, Star Trek, and just needed a little boost, you know. And the writers found a way to do that, even though it was between Enterprise and the time before Captain Kirk, and they fit right in that time around Captain Kirk time. And the one thing about Star Trek Discovery, I mean, not Discovery, Strange New Worlds, we get to see a young Captain Kirk. I mean, do you really care about the movies? And look what we get to watch. Look what we get to see for $13 or $5 if you want the commercials. I mean, it's just like the J.J. Abrams Star Trek. You know? To me, it is. It's just like it. We got a young Captain Kirk. We had a young Captain Kirk in the movies. You know? And we get to see it for cheap. You know? Buy our own popcorn and Coke and stuff like that. And have it for the whole season. Save us some money. And I'm really excited about Strange New Worlds, though, you know. But Lower Decks is still humor, it's still funny, and the two characters and the other characters, they surrounding characters and all, they just know how to carry and all, and the people behind the voice actors. They do a fantastic performance on Lower Decks. I think it's one really good animated show. And they got the right name on the Star Trek. And sometimes you hear them be cussing and all, just let it out. And they go beep, beep. And but anybody ever watch it? If you don't like the action part of Star Trek, go watch the animators on the Star Trek. You know, you like animation shows. I mean, it's good, guys. It's really good. And don't get me wrong, Discovery is a wonderful too, but season 5 gotta be better, man. We hope in season 5 be standalone episodes. And guess what? Another Star Trek fans, guess what's coming? First Contact Day, yes, right. First Contact Day. Star Trek Day, September the 8th. It will be the day we'll go in embassy. I wonder what president said that, and what year did he say that. This day will go down in infamy. You know what year or what president say that, and why he said that. Leave your comments and answer on my YouTube channel. But like I said, all over again, when Star Trek came on TV, this day will go down in remembering. Now, embassy means something really, either we're going to get revenge or we will always remember this day. Or we were really upset on this day, embassy, something like that. Go get the dictionary and find out. Alright, I'm out of school, so I'm not even going to do it. Y'all go look it up on your phone and all, see what it means. I'm out of school. Had enough of school, had enough of work too, so I'm not going to pick up no book. So I'm going to take a break, and that's right, got some more wonderful songs for you. And I hope y'all enjoyed these songs. If you don't, tough luck. Thank you for listening for the Corey Wallaka Show. Thank you for listening. Wow, what a beautiful music. Now, I think that's one of the horror movies for Halloween. To get y'all in the Halloween spirit. It's called Cold Night. Wow, yeah. Sound like a good title for a book, too. Anyway. Just like to play that for y'all. Don't worry, I'm looking for some more. And I will have some more up throughout the season and everything. And I'm probably will be playing them over and over again too. So, how y'all feel about the football season and everything? Is y'all ready for it? I mean, are y'all into it? Are you just... don't know. Just don't know. You know. But I am. And also the Star Trek Lower Decks. I can't wait to see other episodes. Same time with football. I got my Star Trek. I got my football. And I got my football on my Xbox One. How good can it get? How blessed can you get? And I got my lovable fans who listen to me. All my beautiful, lovable fans. Some of y'all beautiful women who single listening to me. We ain't gonna get into that though. Sorry that I take a break from on y'all and everything. But how many of y'all think y'all team's gonna go somewhere? I think some of the teams like the Bears, the Chicago Bear, Detroit, San Francisco, Buffalo. Hey, anybody watch the documentary about Buffalo? And how many times they went to the Super Bowl and they lost? They lost all four games, all four times. Anybody see that documentary? I think it's on Hulu. But I had a lot of questions about that. How can you go to the Super Bowl, get your fans all fired up, at 1, 2, 3, and 4 Super Bowls, and you lose? Is that story really real? Did Buffalo, New York Buffalo Bills, went to the Super Bowl 4 times and lost? I am hard to believe. Somebody please leave a comment on my YouTube channel and tell me yes, they did. I mean, it's a documentary, you know, but it's hard to take in. I mean, okay, you can lose one or two times, but two is the limit for me, you know. I won't be able to take it, go back to third or all fourth time and lose. I won't be able to take it, you know. And if Buffalo do go to the Super Bowl this year, will they win? I mean, was Donald Trump was in their life or something? Republicans? Did they make the deal with the Republicans and Donald Trump or something? I'm sorry, Buffalo fans. the ones that had to remember that in every day. New York. I know it's not funny. I just can't get my head wrapped over it. Buffalo, New York. I mean, it had to be a tough time for y'all guys. Those who went to the game, spent all that money, Super Bowl tickets, and your team go let you down four times. Well, it didn't let you down because they got to the championship and got to the Super Bowl. But they didn't bring their best game four times. They left it home. How can you do that to your fans? I mean, it had to be hard on the fans. But on the players, I can just imagine. I just imagine what they was going through. And some of them came back that went to the first Super Bowl, kept coming back to the next one. Didn't lead the team. Some team members left after two. Now the kicker, he missed the kick. I think it was the Super Bowl 1 or 2. And after two Super Bowls, he said, "I'm done. I'm not going back." But the rest of the team kept going back. And I mean, how can it be? I mean, how can it be? How can you? I don't know. I'm not the athlete. I'm not the coaches and all that stuff. I don't know the real story. I'm not a Buffalo, New York fan, or I don't live in Buffalo, and I didn't know that story until I saw the documentary. And now I'm kind of like, I like Buffalo Bills just a little bit, just because of that. I like them just a little bit. And I would love to see them go to the Super Bowl and win. I mean, love them to go to the Super Bowl four times and win. You know? That would be nice. Win in Buffalo, New York. Yeah, that would be real nice. I mean, that would be just some kind of miracle, you know. But miracles do happen, okay? Fresh season, and I know you probably got some fresh players, so we don't know what's going to happen, you know. It might do happen. No, Buffalo might do go to the Super Bowl, and they might win. Might go next year and they might win. And the year after that, they might win. You never know. They went to the Super Bowl four times. I think they said in the documentary, they the only team that did that back to back and lost four times. So, I mean, this going to the Super Bowl, getting there is one thing. Getting there and try to win the game. One game. It's a challenge. But going back and back and winning four games. Yeah. I mean, I just want to go turn on my Xbox One and start playing the Buffalo Bills. I forgot what year that was. I think it was 92, 93. They went to the Super Bowl. 91, 2, 3, and 4. Oh, was it 2, 3, 4, and 5? Something like that. But anyway, it don't matter. They made NFL history and probably football history by doing that. And I just couldn't believe it, you know. I just look at it. I looked at that documentary, I couldn't stop watching it. and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. You know, I just could. That's just like me going to the International Special Olympics and participating in downhill and alpine and losing four times and don't get no medals. That I can just put myself in their shoes, the fans and the players and the coaches too. I can just put myself in that in their shoes. You know, as an athlete who knows how to ski and everything, you know, downhill and and just imagine going four times to the International Olympics and you lose four times. No medals. Oh my goodness. I was just lucky to win three medals. Whoever been in that kind of situation, I mean, in school, when you run track and field and all that, and your coach has so much faith in you, your team has faith in you, even the school. I mean, who had that? Who had all that pressure on them? And you go and have some kind of high school event, and everybody was cheering for you, and you got to run that race. This is the first time they give you a first chance, and you lose. Okay, next year they give you a second chance, you lose. Now everybody going to say, what the heck? They give you a third chance, and everybody going to say, oh no, 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 uh-uh, we ain't putting out money on this one. He's back again. He lose two times, and you lose again. Everybody say, okay, this man need to stop coming. Stop trying. You know, he come back the fourth time, getting the school all pumped up again. New students and everything. Don't know the history. And you lose. It's like going to World War I, II, and losing all the wars, including Korea, Vietnam, World War I, World War II. Desert Storm, and that crazy war on terror, whatever it was. Losing all those wars. You know what our allies was, our enemies would say? They got another name for the enemies. I can't emphasize something like that. You know what they would say to us, especially Russia and China? They ever try it, we definitely can kick their tail. That's what they were saying. And they will be talking tough about us on the news and stuff. Know what they would say? You can't even win a war. You lost five times in the war. Especially World War I and II. Just imagine we would have lost the Revolution War. Can you imagine that? I can't say Civil War because it was Americans against Americans. But just imagine that. Imagine the second time, 1812. The British come back. Well, they didn't have to come back because they won the first time. But we started it again. We start up that stroke again. The man running the town with the horse. Give me freedom or give me death. And the British just looking at him. You ain't have enough, have you? And we start another revolution war. And we lose again. Y'all get my point? I'm not beating on you, Buffalo, but I'm just saying, guys. Y'all professional football team. It's just hard to imagine that you can go to the Super Bowl and lose four times without something in the back going wrong. You know, something going wrong. Somebody doing something. And sometimes it all got to do with in Las Vegas. And you know what's in Las Vegas, right? The mob. Okay? Say no more. Because I don't want them to be knocking on my door. And they don't want to be mugging in Baltimore. That's what's wrong. Because the mob will become the mob. Just don't want to get into it. Let's go to another piece of music that I found. Take a break. I need something to drink. Y'all some funny people. Buffalo, we love you. Let's try not to make that kind of history again.
Crispy, yeah, that boy crispy. Head to toe, I'm gleaming, yeah, I know they can't miss me. See your boy a mile away, my kicks is really hitting. Looking like that meme, then them boys really spitting. I just put a ISO logo on a damn sweater vest. I got little money, watching power, give us our respect. Damn, I be so fresh, and them boys be so clean too. Had them looking mad hard, damn, I didn't mean to, yeah. Fresh Air Force Ones, then them things crispy. Two-piece, got them all jelly, get a biscuit. Going hard in the paint, I'm feeling like no whiskey. Ball out on them if I really wanna do it, spot up or dribble shooting. Drip on point, peep the execution on a higher resolution. Now you gotta see me do it, now you gotta see us on it. I don't even gotta flaunt it, I'ma put us all up on it. Big tracks, jumping out the devil bag boys. Big man, got them big man, now they some sad boys. Circa 91 Pistons, we some bad boys. If you picking teams, we should never be your last choice. Cause we really run this. Yeah, we star studded, you gotta up the budget. We too cold blooded. Better make adjustments, I'm a walking bucket. I'm crispy, yeah, that boy crispy. Head to toe, I'm gleaming, yeah, I know they can't miss me. See your boy a mile away, my kicks is really hitting. Looking like that meme, then them boys really spitting. I just put a ISO logo on a damn sweater vest. I got little money, watching power, give us our respect. Damn, I be so fresh, and them boys be so clean too. Had them looking mad hard, damn, I didn't mean to, yeah. Feeling crispy, yeah. R.P. Nipsey, R.P. Pimp C. Do this for the late grace. Tell these people make way. We've been on the rampage, hated through our damn day. Had to run the campaign, now we pour the champagne. ISO, that's the gang gang. Yeah, we on the same thing. Bad little Asian tank, so I call it Ling Ling. Gotta crown us twice, so they know that we them king kings. Yeah, I'm icy on the wrist, that's the bling bling. Yeah, we on everything, no they can't box us in. We were standing outside, but they had to let us in. We the cure to the game like medicine. Now we on the better things. Hey, our name in the room like elephants. They know we gentlemen, yeah, we genuine. All black, crispy, yeah, that's the melanin, yeah, yeah.
So I try to tell you that I'm going to give you all kinds of music, even Halloween music. I'm going to give you elevation music, that quiet, relaxing music. I'm going to give you some country music, not the country music you hear on the radio, free royalty music, country music. Probably artists you probably haven't heard of yet, or heard of and didn't make it that well, haven't made it that yet, but it's out there. They got an album out and stuff like that. But that's this one artist who probably haven't made it yet, haven't been discovered yet, but he got an album. Yep. He got an album. He's seen about it, so he got it. So, I'm just trying to get everybody hooked, fired up for the season, and just be good, you know, be nice, do the right thing, so on and on and on. I don't know what else to tell you, people. I'm trying to just think of some things to tell you. Who knows? Knows what? Excuse me. Sorry, people. Sorry. It is that time of year, too, for the flu and all. And stop that, ladies. Just stop it, okay? Just stop it with that ill. Oh, my God. Ill. Just straighten your face up. Put your face in the Bible. Just straighten it up and say amen. Just stop it. There ain't no germs. Stop it. You sneeze too. Probably sneeze and fart. And I just had to say that. I told you, I just think up any day, guys. I mean, just try to keep on going, you know? And I don't know what's going on CNN and Fox, but I gotta say a lot of things about Fox News. I don't like it. Don't like nothing about Fox News. And I hope they hear me, because I know New York is listening. But I just don't like Fox News. You know, it's just that Chris Redknapp. He there's something about him I don't like. You know, and some of the people at Fox News, they got a right to their opinion and stuff. Whatever the opinion is. They try to put black people on that Fox News and all. Try to put a black anchor on Fox News so they say they ain't not president at all. We're not buying it. Paying the black man to act like he's like Donald Trump. Come on now. We black people. We're going to take the money, but we ain't going to tell you we like Donald Trump. So you actually think that man or that reporter is really liking Donald Trump? When he goes home at night, he probably have his finger up. Long as he get that paycheck. See, Fox just don't know. He don't know. I mean, how many of y'all watch the Fox News, still watch the news after COVID-19? Haven't y'all got enough of the news for 2 years? How many of y'all just say, oh my God, no news? Just turn it off, you know. Local, nation, international. Turn it off, you know. Just in case something happened, that you hear something happen in local or international or national, you can turn it on just to see that, like something happened in school or something like that. But sit there and watch it and watch it all day. I did that for 2 years, from 2020 to 2021. End of 2021. That doggone COVID-19 and that crazy, no good, crazy, off the hook president. Cause I was watching his butt. He had access to nuclear bombs. So I was definitely watching him. You know, how can you get a crazy man that kind of power? Goodness. Didn't like him on his TV show. Him in his red chair with his big lips sticking out. And all, you're fired. You're fired. You know. He sure didn't like it when he got fired though. Hey, Donald Trump, you're fired. talking about he ain't leaving the White House. He ain't leaving any. Man, it was just a show on the show. And then January the 20th happened. Oh my God. His can of worm people. And they just look like a bunch of monkeys from the Planet of the Apes trying to get into a building and stuff. I mean, it was just crazy that year, those years, guys. Something we should never forget. Even though we want to forget it, we should never forget. Because, you know, it can happen on any side, any on any party. You know, don't think the Democrats is all good apples, too. We got some nuts on there. Probably haven't run for president yet. But now, the Republicans let that nuts out. So, I guess the Democrats going to let some of theirs out, too. I just hope not. We can't stand another Donald Trump. And being a Democrat, too? Oh, my God. I don't think Americans can take it. And, you know, just crazy. Star Trek fans, just like to say, September is here. I hope all of your Star Trek fans will have a great Star Trek Day, First Contact Day. And once again, for the family and friends of Nancy Nicholson, every Star Trek fan who I know, who loved the original, who loved all the cast of that original, who loved Nancy Nicholson, black or white, we're sorry for your loss. And she will be so missed in the Star Trek community. Okay? I promise you, she will. She will be missed in the Star Trek community. And she will want everyone, her son, fans, and everybody, to carry on, to live long and prosper. She's up there with her creator and the man who created Star Trek, Gene, with her boss and her commander of the universe. And don't worry, she is taken care of. She don't have no more worries. She don't have no more problems, no more pain or hurt like we still have. Okay? Just try to remember in that way. And Star Trek community, if you're still sad about the loss, I mean, just do your best and greet in your own way, okay? Like I said, I'm pretty sure they're gonna do something on First Contact Day. So go out and show your support if you can get out there, if you live out there. Go show your support. And all the people, Walker Kong, George Strat, William Shatner, all the Star Trek family, cast and crew, we're so sorry for your loss too. And we love y'all guys. We love you. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And I'll see you on the next episode. Good night, people. Once again, happy First Contact Day. That's Thursday, though.